Good morning. Yin Fu Ji Zi Ji Shang Shan Shi Ming.
Amen.
Wan Fu Ma Li Ya.
Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma
Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin
Fu Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu
Ma Li Ya. Yin Fu This morning we will talk about the vow of poverty and the vow of obedience.
今天上午呢，我们就谈另外的两个圣愿啊，就是贫穷啊，或者说善贫吧啊，和那个服从圣愿。
And we will do the same for poverty and obedience that we did for chastity, and looking at the several perspectives on the vows.
那么采用的方法呢，就跟昨天一样的，就是看这个神贫愿和服从愿。也是像昨天他那个贞洁圣愿一样的，按那样的一种方式进行。
We will look at them as an imitation of Christ and an imitation of Mary.
就是我们要看的，就是说我们怎样去模仿效法，就是耶稣基督，然后是效法圣母。
And also as a way of friendship with Christ, and then also in a spousal dimension.
然后就是跟耶稣的这种朋友的这种关系，这样的一种方式，还有从这个夫妻恩爱的这样的一种方式去探讨。
And then also through the way of suffering, the paschal dimension, and as a way of perfection and of greater freedom.
然后就是从那个我们说从，八思挂啊这个方面去看，从苦难的这个层面去看，还有最后到那个完美的境界。
And we will also look at the teaching of Pope John Paul in Vita Consecrata on these two vows.
我们要看看若望保罗二世的这个奉献生活劝谕啊，这里边谈到。
And the this file with the Word document should be available for you, so you don't have to copy everything, but you can download the file.
他说这个呢，就是给你们发那个文档里边有，你可以下载啊，我还没找到。
We also have a few scriptures for the vow of poverty. The first is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
我们也从圣经的章节中，我们可以看到一些关于这个方面的啊，《哥林多人前书》第二章第八到第九节啊，八到九节。
Maybe we can read that together.
好的，我们可以一起读一读哈。你们是知道我们的主耶稣基督的恩典的。贫穷，不是你们因他的贫穷而成为富足。
We see the example that Christ Himself gave us in poverty. Saint Paul pointed that out.
就说耶稣基督呢，就是从富有啊，变成这个贫穷的。
He became poor in the things of this world so that he could share the riches of heaven with us.
那就说在现世变成贫穷的，但是呢在天国就变成富有的。
And so we also follow his example, becoming poor in the things of this world that we might have more of the riches of heaven.
那我们也像他一样的，在现世贫穷，在天国将是富有的。
We also become like him in that when we become poor, we have more of the riches of heaven to share with other people.
我们现在贫穷，当然我们将来在天国更富有，这样的一种富有让我们能够去跟更多人去分享。
And the vow of poverty always has these two dimensions. One is to be poor, and the other is to be for the poor.
那我们说这个贫穷是从两个层面去探讨、去看这个。一个呢，就是真正的变成穷人；第二种呢，就是说去为这个穷人去服务啊。
When Pope Francis was elected Pope and he thought about the name Francis, he also thought and has said to us, how I wish to have a church that is poor and that is for the poor.
那就说教宗方济各当他选为教宗的时候呢，他也想到了这两个层面。他说我要去为这个教会，让这个教会呢也成为就说真正是穷人的教会，也为穷人去服务的一个教会。
That has a dimension of material poverty to it. But as we see in the next scripture passage, we also talk about a poverty of spirit.
那我们首先看到的是物质的贫穷，我们看另外一个圣经章节，就是从精神的层面去看，就是神贫的啊。
Let's read from Philippians chapter 2.
来，我们来看一看我们选的第二个《腓立比人书》这一段儿。
Jesus emptied himself of his divinity, of his power, of being in heaven in order to become one with us.
耶稣基督呢，为了变成跟我们一样的哈，他首先是空虚了自己啊，看台上写的，刚我们说他本来与神哈天主同等的地位，他放弃了哈，就是为了像我们一样的。
And we follow his example when we empty ourselves of our privileges and honor and our power in order to be with the poor.
那我们一样的，我们当我们要去决定是要跟随耶稣基督，那我们要做的，也就是说，放弃我们的特权，放弃我们的力量，放弃我们的荣耀，那这样的话，我们真正的才能跟穷人在一起。
And let's look at a passage on poverty from Pope John Paul's teaching, Vita Consecrata.
那我们要看的这下一个这个章节呢，是教宗的献身生活劝谕的一段啊，我们来看一看这一段。却成为贫穷的，而度贫穷的生活。则贫穷变成了在表达圣餐之间相互彻底的自我给予，这个给予取挪到受造物身上，并在圣言降世及救赎性的死亡中全然揭露。
We see how Pope John Paul directs our attention again to the example of Christ and also the example of the whole Trinity.
那教宗呢，在这一段呢，就说让我们去跟随耶稣基督的这个榜样，同时呢，也让我们能够去回到天主圣三去看这样的一个。
He shows us that the vow of poverty is an expression of the gift of ourselves.
那这个从这个贫穷我们去看的时候，这个是从另外一种方式在表达上，表达我们自己啊，能够作为一个礼物。
When Pope John Paul uses that expression, gift of self, it is a very important part of his teaching.
那我们在读若望保罗士的很多著作中，我们就发现啊，教宗若望保罗士他就用很多次用这个把自己作为一个礼物这个概念，自我作为一个礼物这个概念，去阐述很多的一些他的训导啊思想。
gift of self is at the essence of love, and that's why he also shows us that's the whole dynamic of the Trinity, each divine person giving himself to the others.
在这里边谈到了，这就是爱的一个基本的，不是爱，这个作为一个爱的基本情况，就是同时呢，让这个能带领我们在天主圣三之内，能够有那个活力，把自己作为一个礼物奉献出来。
So when we live the vow of poverty authentically, it should always be a path of love.
当我们从根本上去愿意度这种贫穷生活的话，我们真的就是一种体现这个天主的这种爱。
There's a lot of teaching from Vita Consecrata that I'm going to encourage you to read. It's in the document that you can take and reflect on. But I want to return to our path now of the looking at poverty through these different perspectives.
那就说教宗的这个现身生活劝谕里边，很多地方谈到这个这三愿生活。那就有机会的话，希望大家能够去在网上去多读一些。当然，这有很多其他的章节，我们不用去读了。就现在就是回到我们就是那样的一种方式，去看我们这个。
Our first perspective is to do what Pope John Paul has already started for us, to look at poverty as an imitation of Christ.
就是我们要去第一个从这个方面去看，就是说模仿或者效仿耶稣基督，从这个方面去做这件事情。
Can you think of the times in the life of Jesus that he became especially poor?
那我们去想一想说在耶稣的年代，耶稣那样的穷，在那个时代，那我们去想一想那个。
Let's just think about that for a moment so you can start thinking about the life of Christ and the poverty that he lived every day.
我们去想一想耶稣的生活，然后在那样的贫穷的环境中生活的那样的一种贫穷呢。
Maybe we can have an interactive moment. Can we? Can you say some of the times that you can think of Jesus being poor?
就说你可以去想耶稣变成那个穷人，那种穷。你可以想你自己。
Do we have any volunteers? Anybody who can share? When is a time in the life of Jesus that he was poor?
那有没有人愿意分享？就说你刚才想的事儿呢，想耶稣那个贫穷的境况，是一个什么样的境况，怎么样的一种贫穷？你愿意把你自己的想象，给我们分享。
Maybe they never learned the life of Jesus.
当时你们从来都没有学过耶稣基督，对他不了解这个人是吗？
There's a hint on the in the picture. Well, we'll have to pray for more courage.
所以耶稣的穷就成了一个挑战。So I don't think that Jesus is poor, but he just like the regular people in that time, he was poor. But for us, especially as a sister, it's sometimes hard for us to give up everything. We want to get some privilege and power, kind of we want to get more as we wish. So that's our kind of big challenge. Jesus poor is not kind of a, you can imagine, but it's just like regular people in that time. It was poor.
Okay.
好, 谢谢兄弟。
Thank you. That's I appreciate the beautiful reflection.
你的反省很美，谢谢。
I think Jesus was on the more poor side of the spectrum, however, and we'll point to a couple of those places in Scripture.
那我们可以从圣经的一些章节，我们去看一看，他到底是一个什么样的穷。 当然我们不用想，我们就看一看都知道了哈，圣经几个章节。Well,
why don't we look at a few examples? Jesus was born in a manger, for example. Probably none of us were born in a manger.
那耶稣诞生在马槽中。 在座的有没有诞生在马槽中啊？
And we also know that his father was just a normal laborer, and when they went to the temple to for the feast of the presentation, they offered the sacrifice that the poor offer.
那我们知道说耶稣诞生以后呢，就是去圣殿，去圣殿不是那要奉献嘛，啊。 因为他父亲太穷嘛，不是那种富人的奉献，就奉献两个小鸽子哈，就是穷人的一种奉献啊。Normally,
someone would offer a bull to redeem the firstborn son, but Mary and Joseph only offered two turtle doves.
那我们知道，人家富有的人，人家说，哎呀，生个儿子可是个大事儿，咱就是那奉献个牛吧，啊，你看那他们两个太穷了，就奉献那么小一个礼物啊。
And then because of Herod threatening the family, when Jesus was growing up, they spent many years in exile as a homeless family.
那说由于当时国王的一种迫害，他们真的都是没有家的一个家庭啊，他们就是无家可归的人。
We also get some images of Jesus in his public ministry. He apparently had no home, and he depended on the support of others.
当耶稣在这个我们现在原来是浮传吧，在他的那个生活中，他做在讲天国的这些消息的时候呢，他真的没有什么依靠，都是别人的一种帮助啊，去生活了。
The gospel tells us that there were some women who traveled with him, who supported them, who supported him out of their resources.
那就是我们在福音中看到的耶稣基督呢, 那有一些妇女呢, 也提供食物啊, 提供一些其他的帮助给他。
There is no example in scripture of Jesus ever welcoming anyone into his home for a meal. He always went to the homes of others.
那我们看到耶稣从来没要求说到我家里边去吃个大餐吧，没有，耶稣都是跑到别人家去吃饭啊。
Jesus did not have a room to celebrate the Passover in when he went to Jerusalem. He had to borrow the room from someone else.
你看他要过一个节日啊。 巴斯卦那个节日，他都没有自己的家，没有自己的地方，要借别人的地方去举行这个巴斯卦这个节日。
And we have many examples of Jesus depending on the charity of others. One is also in the story of the woman at the well. He had no jar for water. He had to ask her for water.
那确实我们看到了很多事儿，耶稣依靠的是善心人的一种帮助。那一天他渴了，在井边，你看他没有办法，还跟那个女人说：“把你那借一点，给我舀点水啊！”啊。And
this is also why he taught his disciples to be poor. He taught them to carry nothing with them when they went out. He taught them to sell everything and to follow him.
那耶稣呢，他自己这样生活，他也告诉他的门徒呢。 也要度一个穷人的生活，出去的时候呢，什么也别带了啊。
In the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 6, he also taught them to trust in divine providence for their food and clothing and shelter.
我们在山中圣训啊，就是当然山中圣训是，真福八章是在第五章，山中圣训是五六七啊，在第六章的时候呢，他讲了一段啊。 我们的这个天主的一种临在，天主的照顾啊，不管在任何事儿，我们都有天主的照顾。And
then we see his poverty in the most radical way on the cross when he died with nothing, even completely naked.
对，我们一直看从圣经里边去看的时候，直到最后啊，耶稣被钉在十字架上，哦，就是赤身裸体，什么都没有啊，完全的就是一种空虚，真的是一无所有。
On the cross, he even lost all of his own blood, and he was thirsty.
就说在十字架上呢，他不光是没有了，连他的血都流尽了，啊，什么都没有了。And
then after his death, he didn't even have his own tomb to be buried in. He had to borrow a tomb from someone else.
那就说你看他死了，死了也老可怜了，哈，东北话老可怜了，哈，连个自己的墓地都没有，是吧？还借了一个坟墓。
So I think we see in Jesus a radical example of poverty. At the same time, it's true, I'm sure that there were people who were more poor. In a way, there is always someone who is more poor.
就是在生活中呢，就是总是有某种方式的去看我们看人的事儿，总是有一些穷人啊。And
that's why the ultimate measurement for poverty is going to be an attitude in our hearts.
那就说让这种贫穷这样的，对我们来说，就在我们的生命中应该有这样的一种态度啊，对穷人的一种另外的一种态度啊。And
so that's why we. See especially in humility the attitude of the truly poor.
就说要看真正的贫穷啊，或者变成贫穷。首先呢，真的人要变成谦逊啊。It's
easy to have the attitude of a rich person who expects everything to be provided for him.
对，当然确实人都希望是一个富有的。富有的话，人对你的态度也好，你也能够得到你所想要的东西。
But especially we who make a vow of poverty should learn to have the attitude of Jesus who emptied himself and became a servant.
那我们呢，发了这个神贫愿，我们就跟耶稣一样的啊，就说空虚自己啊，变成这个穷人。
So when we want to look for inspiration and direction in living out the vow of poverty, it's useful to look to the example of Jesus.
我们在度这个奉献生活，我们要去得到某些启示和指示，那我们就要回过头来去看一看耶稣的生活。
We don't hear any stories about him starving for days, although he did fast for 40 days in the desert. But we certainly see a beautiful example of his poverty.
我们看到了就是耶稣的贫穷，同时也看到哈，真的他也在旷野中40天啊，那样的一种进食啊。
And then we can also look to Mary as an example of poverty.
那我们从第二个方面，我们就看一看从圣母的角度去看这个贫穷啊。
She sings about her poverty in the Magnificat.
那我们在那个谢主曲哈。在那个地方我们唱的哈，那个地方就看到了圣母的那个贫穷啊。
She says, God has looked with favor on his servant's lowliness.
那就是天主看到了这他的仆人哈，就是那种我们念的那个哈。
And God has lifted up the lowly, and he has filled the hungry with good things.
就是天主从高位上推下，却提拔了弱小卑微哈，就是指的他哈。
She also calls herself a servant when she responds to the angel Gabriel.
然后也称自己呢，就是那样的一个仆人啊。
She says, "Behold, the servant of the Lord."
然后他给这个天主说，就是天主的这个仆人。
And as I already mentioned, Mary and Joseph were so poor that they could only offer the offering of the poor for the presentation.
就说，圣母呢和若瑟一样的穷，因此呢就是祭献的事儿，我们才发现他献的是那个穷人献的最小的那个奉献啊。
And she also lived as a homeless woman in Egypt when they were in exile.
当他们在埃及的时候呢，真的就说他们是一种无家可归的，在这个地方也没有家啊。
And it seems that Mary also followed Jesus in his public ministry, and so she gave up her home in order to follow her son.
那圣母呢也是一样的，她跟着耶稣走啊，也放弃了，好像也没有一个家。耶稣的公开的这个传教生活的事儿，耶稣走到哪里，圣母就跟到哪里。
And then at the death of Jesus, she really lost everything, and he even gave her away to John.
那我们去看的时候说，耶稣在钉在十字架上的时候呢，真的，他的儿子给，就是去世了。然后他的儿子呢，然后把他呢，也就说没有家，因此呢说，他的儿子把他给说介绍给他的门徒若望，让若望去照顾他啊。
And then she gives us a great example for how to live out poverty when we think about the wedding feast at Cana.
那我们去看，她也是另外一个给我们真的是一个榜样。当我们去看那个加纳婚宴的时候呢，是另外一个情况啊。
Mary saw that the wedding had run out of wine, and she was sensitive to that problem.But she didn't have anything of her own to offer.
那圣母呢参加这个婚宴，那她也没有钱，也没有办法去帮助人。但是她首先有这个看到了别人的这种贫穷，她自己也很穷，没有办法啊，提供任何帮助。
This is the kind of experience that we also can have as we make an effort to serve the poor.
那我们也是一样的。但是呢，他也是为了个穷人就业也服务了哈，加拿大婚宴的变数为九，那就是我们自己变成贫穷的，我们也通过某种方式能够提供一种服务。
When we serve those who don't have enough to live or they don't have what they need, we wish that we could provide for them ourselves.
那我们也可以给那些穷人们提供他们生活所需要的 某些帮助啊。
But Mary gives us the example. She turned to Jesus. She presented the problem to him, and then she trusted him to provide.
刚才我们就是在加拉会言中，圣虽然他很穷，什么东西没有办法，但是呢，他转向耶稣，给耶稣说这一家的困难。
You know, I put these pictures together for the life of Jesus, and then I forgot to show them to you.
嗯，这还有一些其他的图片可以让你看一看，这样的话就更容易了解了啊。
We can remember the flight into Egypt.
哦，这是逃往埃及的那个情况哈。
Poor Joseph is sleeping on the ground, and Mary and Jesus are sleeping in the arms of the Sphinx.
若瑟呢在地上哈。圣母呢跟耶稣呢在那个像的那个那上边。
But they were all homeless. It was a very painful time for them.
他们是无家可归的人，没有地方去休息哈。
It was very beautiful, actually, when Pope Francis came to the United States, he had lunch with at a homeless shelter in Washington, D.C.
教宗呢，方济各啊，前年2018年去美国的时候呢，有一次呢，午餐的时候呢，他没有去跟政府，也没有跟这些主教们去吃，他跟那些无家可归的人去吃午餐。
It was a homeless shelter for men. And when he looked at them, he said, "You remind me of someone who is very special to me."
他然后跟他们一起吃饭，他说：“哦，我跟你们一起吃饭，你们对我也是一个提醒啊，让我看到一个和想到一个特别的人啊。”
He said, "You remind me of Saint Joseph because he too was a homeless man."
比如说，你们让我看到了，想到了若瑟，若瑟也是一个无家可归的人。
And he probably wondered, just like you do, why did he become homeless?
然后你们可能跟他一样去想，为什么呢？若瑟特变成一个无家可归的人。
But he was able to embrace his struggle in faith.
那真的就是当教宗跟他们一起的时候，也是对他们信仰和生活的一种鼓励啊。
It's beautiful and inspiring for us to think about the poverty, the real material poverty of the Holy Family.
我们也从这个上看到了，就从物质方面的圣家的一种贫穷了啊。
That's another picture of the flight into Egypt.
这是另外一个逃往埃及的一个图哈。
It's amazing.When you think about the story, because after Joseph awoke from the dream, they left that same night.
那你说我们看到就是若瑟有那个梦，在那梦中得到启示，马上在晚上就离开了啊。
It's not clear how much they owned in their home, but they certainly did not pack it all up and take it with them.
那我们就知道他们确实不是那么富有。如果富有的话，你光你装箱子打包就需要一天哈。你看他马上就走了哈，就这么简单，这么快。
And it's not clear that they ever got all of that back either.
那你看他们也没啥东西，因此就很容易走了。如果带东西多的话，就是有的话，回来一定会得没有哈，就真的是穷就这样的。
I know when I packed my things for 3 weeks in China, I was carrying more than we see in this picture.
就说我到中国来3个礼拜给你们讲课。我带这个东西啊，远远比这个若瑟跟玛利亚带的多啊。
I'm still trying to live my vow of poverty better.
就是我还在想说，我怎么样能度一个贫穷的生活呢？啊。
We also know that. Not only was Jesus poor, but he also spent so much time with the poor.
我们说耶稣是贫穷的，同时呢，他也花很多的时间跟穷人在一起。
He was not afraid to be associated with the sick, the lepers.
那他就说，也跟那些就说，生病的，还有那些麻风病人啊，在一起。
We know that when he encountered the blind man on the road, his disciples were not interested in being with the blind man.
有一天呢，耶稣跟他的门徒在路上看到了一个盲人，他的门徒呢说不要去跟他接近，但耶稣呢还是跟他去接近啊。
But Jesus did not consider himself to be above that blind man or better than him. He met him.
那耶稣呢，就是跟他去见。耶稣没有像其他人那样的去想象啊，我比这个人优秀，我比这个人优越，我比这个人好，没有。耶稣说，我就要去跟他去接近啊。
And as I mentioned, we see the greatest poverty of Jesus on the cross.
这个呢，就是贫穷的耶稣在十字架上赤身露体啊。
And his total poverty, not even to own his own tomb.
这个呢，显示的是另外一个耶稣穷的连自己的一个墓都没有，坟墓都没有啊。
So another perspective for us to look at the vow of poverty is through the lens of the friendship of Christ.
来，我们从第三个方面哈，第一个是耶稣基督圣母，然后第三个就是从友情，从这个朋友的这种关系哈去看啊。
If you remember, in John chapter 15, Jesus gives us these three qualities of friendship.
那我们昨天我们看到了《若望福音》第十五章。就是说跟朋友之间的关系里边就是很重要的几种啊，三种关系啊。
He says that a friend lays down his life for his friend.
为自己的朋友舍弃自己的生命，这就是最大的爱了，是吧？
We talked about that when we discussed the vow of chastity.
那我们昨天是谈这个贞洁圣愿啊，就是为也是从这个方面去探讨。
And then Jesus says that a friend obeys his friend.
耶稣也在说一个朋友呢服从另外一个朋友。
And we will talk about that in the vow of obedience.
我们也谈的就是关于这个服从圣愿也谈到。
But now we look at that third quality where Jesus says, I call you friends because I have given you everything.
然后我们今天看第三个哈，我叫你是我说你你是我的朋友。我把我的一切也都给你啊。
This makes us think also of the beautiful image of the father in the parable of the prodigal son.
这个呢也让我们想起那个慈父的比喻，或者你说荡子的比喻也可以哈。
The father had lots of material things, but he had a real poverty of spirit.
这个父亲呢，他在物质方面是极其富有，在精神方面呢，他也是贫穷的啊，很贫的。
When the younger son said he wanted his share of the inheritance, the father simply gave it to him.
那这个年轻的他的小孩子呢，希望需要那些东西，也把他所有的都给他了啊。
And when the older son was angry, the father went out to him and reminded him.Everything I have is yours.
当他的那个大儿子呢很生气，父亲呢也跑到那儿去说，我所有的一切也都是你的。
The father, simply wants, sorry, the older son. What? Why did the older son not receive what the father was offering?
那我们在想说，这大儿子呢，为什么他不接受父亲？给他的这些了。
The father was willing to share everything with the older son, but the older son never asked for anything.
那这个老的叫大的儿子哈，他为什么不接受？父亲呢愿意跟他分享他所有的一切，但大儿子从来没有要求，也不愿意啊。
Yeah, it's hard for us to ask for what we need. It's hard for us to be dependent.
那确实，对我们呢，有的时候也有点难。我们有的时候也不愿意跟人家去要啊，就像这大儿子呢，没有去跟他说啊。
We like to earn things for ourselves so that we can feel that we own them and have control over them.
那我们自己有的时候有一个想法，就是说这是我赚的，这是我的，我能够控制它啊。
But the example of God is in the Trinity. He shares everything. The members of the Trinity support each other.
让我们从这个天父，从这看到天主圣三之间，他们也是彼此的一种分享，分享所有的一切啊。
And God likes to support us. He wants to help us and give us what we need.
那天主也是一样的，愿意支持我们，帮助我们，把他一切也给我们。
And so there are the two extremes that are showed to us by the two sons.
那从这两个儿子身上，我们也看到两件不同的事情啊。
The younger son takes everything for himself and leaves.
那我们看到了说，小儿子呢，拿了一切，然后也离开了啊。
And the older son refuses to take anything from the father and tries to do everything for himself.
那大儿子呢，就是不愿意接受，他做任何事情呢，就是为自己去做，我自己干我自己的事儿啊，不需要你啊。But
really both of them have the same problem. They want to live without the father.
那两个呢，有一个同样的问题，就是说，我们就是大儿子也好，小儿子也好，我们不需要父亲的这种帮助和关怀吧，啊。
But Jesus gives us the example of living always in dependence on the Father.
那耶稣呢，他给我们的一个榜样，就是说，我们生活呢，就是依靠天父，在他之内，在他的帮助下去生活了。Jesus
is not afraid to depend on the Father for everything, and he gives us that example.
那耶稣呢，给我们一个很好的榜样，就是说，不要怕去依靠父亲，去依靠天父。
And this is also how real friendship works. What would friendship be like if our friend never let us do anything for him?
那这就是我们说的友谊，这样的之间的一种关系。如果你的朋友从来不让你做任何事情，你感觉有意思吗？
If we want to have a real friendship with Jesus, we have to let him also help us.
那如果我们说让耶稣做我们的朋友， 让我们就让他做一点事情，给我们做一点事情。And
fortunately, he also lets us help him.
那就是同时呢，他也把我们当朋友，他也让我们给他做一点事情。He
does not really need us to do the works of charity and to offer prayers and all of the things we do every day.
那其实呢，他也真的不需要我们那种帮助了，但是他是希望我们去做这些善功啊，还有这个祈祷，为了我们的好处啊。
He could do a much better job than we can of taking care of the poor and trying to transform this world.
那当然了，他可以给穷人，可以自己去做那种工作，也可以让这个世界变得更好。但是他愿意我们去做。But
in his friendship with us and his love for us, he lets us do what we are able to do.
就说耶稣呢，让我们有这个能力去爱。 去照顾这些人，愿意我们去做这样的事情，因为我们是他的朋友。
And then we have to trust him to do what he is able to do.
那我们就要相信他，他对我们的信任，我们要对他也要信任，相信他也能够为我们去做。Well,
maybe before I go on to the next dimension, it would be a good time for a break.
有没有问题？没有问题，我们就可以休息了。 已经收到了问题，不过还没有来得及翻译呢，这很长的几个问题。I got some questions, but later I will translate for you.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Before the class, I got this one.
Uh-huh. Okay, questions are always welcome.
好，提更多的问题更好啊。